This is Vatican Radio. We sat down with our favorite Vatican watcher, Joan Lewis, EWTN's Rome Bureau Chief, for a look at the past week's events here in the Vatican. Come join us in studio. Welcome back, Joan. I understand you were in the States for the holidays, the Christmas holidays, so we're very fortunate to have you back here today in the beginning of January.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. A lot of things have been going on in the past week. Of course, we saw the festivity, the celebrations for the Epiphany, Pope Benedict celebrating Mass here in the Vatican. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I followed, obviously, all the events every day and looked at news reviews of what was happening in the Vatican when I was away. And as you mentioned, Sunday's Epiphany ordination, Episcopal ordination of four archbishops include, actually, three people that I do know. So one of whom was the Holy Father's secretary, and that is Georg Ganschwein, the private secretary to the Pope, also named by the Holy Father fairly recently as prefect of the pontifical household. And then there was Nicolas Henri Marie Denis Thévenin. He's the apostolic nuncio to Guatemala. And then another really good friend, Fortunato Nwachukwu. He is from Nigeria, and he was the head of the protocol office in the Vatican. Lovely, lovely
in
man.
In the Secretariat of State.
In the Secretariat of State, mm-hmm. Exactly, and he's now the Apostolic Nuncio to Nicaragua. And then the fourth person was the now Archbishop Angelo Zani, Secretary of the Congregation for Catholic Education. So, of course, the Holy Father, having ordained these four as bishops, archbishops, he talked about, obviously, the role of a bishop. In their case, they are not going to be bishops in the sense of running a diocese, in that sense of being a shepherd. However, he said, the task of leading people to the light of Christ is the role of any priest, certainly of bishops, and they must have the courage to face opposition and peacefully stand firm in the faith. And he said, a bishop who must guide today's men and women to the way of faith, hope, and love must have the courage to contradict the prevailing mindset of agnosticism. And that was actually a point brought out by a great number of the media as they summarized the Holy Father's talk. He said, this agnosticism is extremely intolerant regarding anything that would question it and the criteria it employs. And the Pope said, however, this courage or forcefulness does not consist in striking out or in acting aggressively, but rather in allowing oneself to be struck and to be steadfast before the principles of the prevalent way of thinking. So a very happy day for those four men, obviously for the Holy Father.
And then, of course, we had the Angelus that day, the Epiphany.
Well, and that was kind of cute because the Holy Father, of course, as he always does, appears at his study window to meditate on a topic or two before the Angelus and then recite the Angelus. He began the Angelus by apologizing for the delay. And he said, I ordained four new bishops in St. Peter's Basilica today, and the ceremony lasted a little longer than normal. And then, obviously, the Holy Father mentioned that today, that Sunday, the 6th, we celebrate the Lord's Epiphany, his manifestation to the peoples when many Oriental churches celebrate his nativity according to the Julian calendar. He said, however, this small difference, which superimposes these two events, highlights the fact that the child, born in a humble grotto in Bethlehem, is the light of the world that guides the paths of all people.
Speaking of all peoples, the Pope received a lot of people on Monday for his annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See.
And it was quite amazing. I did see in the Osservatore Romano the group picture of the Holy Father in his chair and then the 100 and some, I've forgotten the number as we speak right now, but it's like 180 or something, countries and organizations that the Holy See is accredited to, and they send ambassadors to the Holy See. And actually, this talk is kind of a look at the lights and shadows of the world, of the church in the world. And of course, the Pope, he was deploring war, civil conflict, all the poverty around the world. Peace was such a high theme of this. And very interestingly, if you could look at three speeches the Holy Father gives about this time of year, or a message in two speeches, his speech in December to the Roman Curia, his message for January 1, World Day of Peace, and then his message to the diplomatic corps, powerful messages, very reasoned, very well said, spoken, etc., but very forceful speeches. Again, peace was one of the dominating factors in this discourse. In particular, the Holy Father did talk about the endless slaughter in civil war-torn Syria, the terrorist attacks on Christians in Nigeria, and he also mentioned the impact of Hurricane Sandy on the east coast of the United States. The Holy Father warned about the international spread of legalized abortion and growing inequality between rich and poor. And we've seen the spread of abortion, the Irish discussing this bastion of Catholicism for centuries and centuries, now discussing to legalize abortion.
And of course, the Pope also spoke about what he calls a true religion.
Yes, he said he distinguished true religion, which he said aims at reconciling men and women with God and hence with each other, from a, quote, baneful religious fanaticism, which, again, in 2012, reaped victims in some countries represented here. And that must be very hard, obviously, for those ambassadors to hear. He did speak, obviously, of the attacks that had been going on for so long Christian churches in Nigeria,
sure,
including the barbarous killing of a dozen people by gunmen during services at Christmas. So, and then how could the Holy Father not highlight what he called that privileged region in God's plan, the Middle East, repeating his calls for a ceasefire and for peace talks in Syria. There was a lot of emphasis on, as it probably really should have been, a lot of emphasis on Syria in this talk, and he said the almost two-year civil war will know no victors but only vanquished if it continues, leaving behind it nothing but a field of ruins. And, of course, in the same region, we're talking about the Middle East, the Pope reiterated the Vatican's support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and he even alluded to Egypt's new Islamist constitution, which has drawn opposition from liberals and religious minorities. And it's very interesting because, though majority Muslim in the country, Egypt has tried for so long to be a secular government, and we've seen that in Turkey and in other countries. And of course, how could the Pope not, throughout his talk, weave the thread of fundamental human rights and dignity, especially through respect for human life at every stage? And he expressed his dismay over recent moves to decriminalize abortion in various countries, which he said would upset, quote, the balance between the right to life of the mother and that of the unborn child, a right belonging equally to both.
Then, of course, also this week we saw the Vatican issue the Pope's message for the Day of the Sick.
Yes, this is going to be the, I believe, 21st Day of the Sick. And that is normally celebrated on February 11th, Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And the Pope expressed his closeness to those with illnesses and reaffirmed, of course, that Jesus' sufferings give meaning to their own. And the Pope stressed, and anybody, I can say this, one time I heard similar words from John Paul when I was very sick. And basically the Pope saying something similar, you are not alone, separated, abandoned, or useless. You've been called by Christ and are his living and transparent image. And I know words like that, if you listen to them when you are ill, are very beautiful and very comforting, just knowing the Holy Father reaches out to you. And, of course, at the Wednesday audience on January 9th, the Pope offered some reflections on the word incarnation. The incarnation, the Pope said, shows the unprecedented reality of divine love. In taking on human flesh, the Holy Father said, God took on the human condition in order to heal it of everything that separates it from him. So during the celebration of this Christmas season, he said, the faithful should let ourselves be enveloped by the grandeur of this event. God walked our paths as man.
And then on Thursday, we saw also the new ambassador from Bosnia-Herzegovina present credentials to the Pope.
I particularly loved this story. There's many, many stories our listeners know by now, but I rather enjoyed this. The Holy Father's been receiving a lot of new ambassadors accredited to the Holy See. And so Thursday he received the ambassador, a woman, from Bosnia-Herzegovina, a very young ambassador, 37-year-old Slavica Karacic, and she presented her credentials to the Pope in the Vatican. She was accompanied by her husband and two children, one of whom gave the Pope a drawing. And I saw a video of this. It was so cute. The ambassador explained the drawing to the Pope by saying, "Holy Father," she held it up. The little daughter was there, and the mother pointed and said, "Holy Father, this is you with the very big arms, so you can hug us. And here is the square, St. Peter's Square, and here is your window." This young ambassador has also served as ambassador in Latin America and an advisor to the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister in her country. So welcome to her, as we have done in recent weeks, welcoming many other ambassadors.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, like usual, we've run out of time again this week. But thanks so much, Joan, for coming
in. Where does it go? I've never seen a minute go by so fast.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, bye-bye. See you next week.
Bye-bye. Thanks again there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Rome Bureau Chief.